Please be seated. First, we would like to invite, who is going to, Brother Huang.
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I testify. This past summer SSC, on Monday evening, I decided to fast with my friend. Before the prayer, my friend told me if I had any distraction, to say, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I cast you out. And the first bell means that you could go eat, and the second bell means that you have fasted. In the beginning, I got distracted, and I said, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I cast you out. Then later, the first bell rang, and I really wanted to eat. While I was thinking about my stomach, all of a sudden, I was in a big white room that had no windows or doors. I had an armors, but it was breaking. There were demons and devils that came closer and closer, but at the end, God came and protected me from the demons. The vision ended when the bell rang, and I told my counselors what happened. I learned that we should be more alert and be ready when Jesus comes a second time to judge us. May all the glory be unto his holy name.
Before we pray, let us read a passage for our mutual encouragement, and then we start to pray. Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. Verse 10. Chapter 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his spirit, his might. Verse 11. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Verse 12. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, against the ruler of the darkness of this age, against the spiritual host of wickedness in the heavenly place. Verse 13, therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil days, and have done all to stand. 14. Stand therefore, have girded your waist with truth. And this passage, the Bible tells us that the spiritual journey is a journey of faith. And also spiritual journey is a journey of battle. We are fighting an invisible enemy, which is Satan. And this enemy is more powerful than we are, and he is invisible. So this battle is very difficult to fight. He is invisible. How can you fight with something you cannot see? He is more powerful. How can the weaker fight the more powerful one and win over the battle? However, if we cannot win over the battle, we will be defeated. If we are defeated, then we will be devoured, because Satan is just like a lion roaring around, except in the vision. Anybody has ever seen Satan? Except in the vision. Anybody has ever seen Satan? No, right? Satan is a spiritual power. If God opened your eyes, you can see everywhere is angel. If God opened your eye, you can see everywhere is Satan. And Satan will defeat us. How can Satan defeat us? When we, in the journey of faith, gradually we disappear from church, then we know the person probably been devoured by Satan. So the end of the matter is better than its beginning. The day your parents decide to let you be baptized, That is only the beginning of the faith, right? What is the end of a matter? The end of the spiritual journey is to go back to heaven. So one day we pass away, and we still can keep the faith to the last moment. And that day will be better than the beginning, will be better than the day of baptism. The day of baptism is fine, it's good. But we can hold fast our faith until the time we die. It's even more important. So from the time we are baptized until the time we die, how many years? Brother, how many years? From the time we were baptized until the time we die, how many years? It can be 80, it can be 70, it can be 60, it can be 40, right? Every time, everybody is different. And so a long journey is a battle to fight against Satan. But don't be afraid, huh? Don't be afraid, because God already promised we will be victorious. God already promised we will be victorious. We will overcome the power of Satan. Why? Because God is more powerful. And second, God knows how to fight the invisible Satan. So if we follow God's teaching and pray, rely on the power of God, 100%, completely, we are so sure we will be victorious. We will finish the journey of faith. Then what is God's instruction? God's instruction means we put the whole armor, to fight with the Satan. You know, the army, the military men, they always have to put on the armor, right? And what is the spiritual armor? Let's come back to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 14. Therefore, have girded your waist with truth. The first one, girded your waist. Your waist has girded, right? When you put on your trouser, right? Do you put on the belt? Do you? The belt is not only for decoration, right? You tie up your belt, then you can run. If you don't tie up your belt, and when you run, what happens? Your trouser will fall off, right? So put on the belt, the belt of the truth. So what does that mean? Use the words of God to discipline ourselves, so that whatever we think is the same with the truth. Whatever we speak, the same with the truth. Our life is in according with the truth. Then Satan will not easy to defeat us. Because when we do everything according to the truth, God will be with us, right? If we somewhere we don't do according to the truth, probably there was a breach there, just like a fence. They are somewhere broken. If somewhere broken, very possible the thief will sneak in through that place where there's a broken. So if we follow all the teaching of the Bible, right, we will become a righteous person, and then there is no breach, no hole reserved for Satan to sneak inside our heart to attack us. So first one, we have to understand the truth. The second, we have to adjust ourselves according to the truth. And then God will be with us, help us to fight a victorious fight. So it's so important. Read the Bible and practice the teaching of the Bible. This is the first step of putting the whole armor to fight against Satan. Now we are going to pray together. When we pray, don't look around, don't squeeze around. Just concentrate your mind. Jesus Christ is in front of me. I hold fast his promise. He will give me Holy Spirit. You just put all your effort into it, just like your Father in front of you, and ask for the Holy Spirit. If you already receive Holy Spirit, ask God to fill you with Holy Spirit. Just pray in this way. It's only 15 minutes. So you don't have to wait. You don't have to look around. When time is up, we will ring the bell. So let's converse and we'll pray for 15 minutes. Pray for Holy Spirit and the fullness of Holy Spirit.